And you were describing the difference in the aircraft. You started out in the C-47, which was the workhorse of the air logistics operations at first. But tell me about it.
C-47 was the old DC-3 with a stronger floor, a little bigger engines, rigged up for Army Air Force. It carried normally a 5,000-pound payload. We boosted that up to 7,000 pounds. Now the C-46, which came along a little later, was a much larger airplane. It carried 10,000 pounds, a little faster, and a little more comfortable. It had a better pilot seat with a headrest, which was nice. We never wore parachutes in those planes. Our troops didn't have them, and so we didn't either. It wasn't considered good form to put a parachute on a pilot if his passengers didn't have a parachute.
Frank, you did a lot of overwater flight in the South Pacific. Tell me, where were you stationed first, and how did your mission progress?
Well, our first permanent station when I got there in late 1944 was on Biak Island up in Dutch New Guinea, near the northern northwestern tip of New Guinea. Biak Island had been recently taken by MacArthur's ground troops. And from there, we were flying back down the full length of New Guinea, a five-hour flight down to places like Finchhaven, Nadsab, Hollandia, in between. And then, of course, up into the Philippines. This was one of MacArthur's staging areas, to go to the Philippines.
Any close calls of your own while you were in all this flight? Or were you lucky enough to avoid that stuff?
I'm thinking of one time we were landing in Okinawa, and I had a full load of freight in a C-46. C-46 was a very bad airplane in crosswind, and the field there, I don't remember which one, Naha or Kadena, had a heavy crosswind without any cross runways. The C-46 would start to weather vane, very bulbous fuselage. And they were restricted against landing in a crosswind of more than about 10 or 12 knots. So I think we had 20 to 25 knot crosswind. But there we were, 4 hours out of the Philippines with a load of people and freight. And I thought, well, I can do almost anything. Cocky, you know, 21 years old. So I proceeded to land, and the airplane immediately started trying to weather vane into the wind. The landing gear on a C-46 was not strong, and if you hit too hard sideways, it would collapse.
Oh, wow.
And so we finally made it. I yelled for the co-pilot to get on the controls with me. The only trouble was he didn't know which way I was pushing and which way the wind was pushing. So we ended up fighting each other on the controls. But we finally got it stopped. I had to use a lot of left engine power to keep it from turning too fast, which you normally don't do on a landing. Use differential engine.
Mm-hmm.
We did get stopped. We got the thing over and got it tied down, and about a half hour later, here comes another C-46. He lost it on the ground. He spun around, the gear collapsed, and the airplane started to burn, and the guys were jumping out. Fire trucks all went over. I have a picture of that in my book, this airplane burning. In fact, one of his propeller blades flew over about 500 feet to where we were standing, and I have another picture now in a book of me holding a propeller blade from this other plane.